Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
早上好，各位兄弟姐妹以及我们的慕道友朋友
们。It's very privileged to be here to be invited to share with you this morning.
我感到非常荣幸能被邀请在这里分享信息。
When we think about donation, we usually talk about a tithe.
当我们提到奉献的时候，我们常常想到的就是十一奉献。
Like this is what a Christian should do when we donate.
这是作为每一个基督徒都应该做的一件事情。
This morning I want to talk about donation, about four things about donation.
今天早上我将要谈到四件事情，关于奉献的事情。
And I hope to give us some better idea of how we should donate and in what attitude we should have.
我希望给大家一个更深刻的观念，我们应该如何奉献，我们应该做怎样的事情来达到奉献的目的。
First of all, a tithe should not be a commandment.
首先，十一奉献并不只是一个命，不能仅仅是一个命令。
Sometimes we use it.Say this is the Lord commands us to do that.
有时候我们常说这是神给我们的命令，要做十一奉献。
This is more what the Lord taught the Israelites to do during the Old Testament time.
这是神在旧约时期告诉以色列人所要做的事情。
But as we know, we don't always follow all the Old Testament commandments either.
但是我们知道，我们现在的生活中，并不需要总是来遵守旧约时代的各种命令。
For example, in the Old Testament time, a husband can divorce his wife if she does anything bad, like a bad cooking.
比如说在旧约时期，如果妻子做饭做得不好，丈夫就可以给她一纸休书。
He only needs to issue a divorce paper, a letter, then he can divorce her.
她丈夫就只仅仅是需要写一封休书，就把这个就可以离婚。
And the Lord, of course, in the New Testament time, commanded them not to do that.
但是在新约时期，神不可能是像这样来要求我们。
You actually notice in the New Testament time, the Lord always pushed them to be farther.
在新约时期，其实上帝需要我们做的更多。
For example, back then they said, okay, as long as I didn't commit adultery, I could think about it, I could dream about it, as long as I don't do it, I'm fine.
并不是只是我们行为上要怎样，在我们的思想上，在我们的心思意念上，上帝都能来要求我们。
So as long as I can hate a person really badly, but as long as I don't kill him, I haven't committed murder.
但是那个时候就是，如果我们只是心里恨一个人，我们并没有杀掉他，这我们就不是犯罪。
The Lord say no.
但是神说这不是这样子的。
Because if you commit a sin, a crime in your mind and with your eyes, you have already committed.
神说，如果我们在心思意念里，在我们的眼睛里面，我们如果这样想，就要杀死这样一个人，去恨这样一个人，我们就是在犯罪了。
So you want to push it a bit further.
他需要我们做的更多。
He wants us to understand the meaning behind the commandment.
上帝需要我们来理解，在这个这些他给我们的这样十诫各样的命令当中背后的意思是什么。
So to us now, these Christians, a tithe can be just a guideline.
所以对我们来说，十一奉献仅仅可能就是一个指导。
It's not a commandment.
这不是一个命令。
He wants us to do more.
他希望我们通过这个指导来做的更多。
How much more?
那要需要我们做到什么程度呢？
As we have read in the scripture.
像我们在今天读的这个路加福音这个经文。
Now sometimes when we look at the scripture, we have an understanding, we have a background.
在我们读经文的时候，我们就会有一些背景知识。
Because we have read this or we have heard the pastor preach about this, so we know that the widow was the one to be praised.
像我们今天读到这个经文，我们就知道，我们就大概知道这个讲人今天会要讲到什么样的内容。
It's more like we approach the scripture with a background in our head.
我们就会了解我们
心
里面就有一个概念，就讲人会讲到什么内容。
So these rich people, they are not to be praised, but the widow is to be praised.
像比如说这个经文的话，就是这些富有的人并不会被来去需要来就是被。
他不会看重他。
OK， 所以在今天这个经文来看的话，就有钱人就不会看重这样的经文，但是这个寡妇就会非常看重这样的经文。
神不会看重。
OK， 所以神不会看重这些有钱人的，对 ，sorry， 神不会看重有钱人他们这样很多的奉献，他看重的是寡妇这样把自己所有的东西都奉献出来这样一种心。
But to the audience at that time, it was a surprise.
但是对于当时的一些受众来说，这是非常惊奇的一件事情。
Because for example, you think, oh, this preacher is up there preaching. He must be a major servant of the Lord.
说在上面讲到的这些讲员，这些传讲信息的这些人，他肯定是神的一些使者。
But the Lord may value those of you who may not be invited to speak, but you share the gospel every day to your neighbors and your families.
但是像我们需要 But
the Lord may value you more, those of you who may not get the chance to preach.
但是上帝可能看重的并不仅仅是站在讲台上的这些讲员，他看重的是我们可能每天去跟我们的周围的邻舍去分享这样神的信息。
Because this is even harder.
因为这样对我们来说是更难的。
A tithe is one tenth.
十一奉献就是十分之一。
How much did this widow donate to the Lord?
但是这个寡妇给神奉献了多少呢？
It's more than 100%.
这是超出了她所有的。
Because they say it really gave all she had.
他的的确确把他所有的全都奉献给了神。
So if we really want to nail down how much the Lord wants us to give.
所以如果我们来说，到底神需要我们给他奉献多少呢？
It is definitely not one tenth.
肯定并不仅仅是十分之一。
He really wants us to push forward.
他需要我们来做的更多。
So you may say, okay, 100% is a bit hard, a tenth is a bit better.
或者我们会说，哎，如果我们把我们所有的全都奉献，这太难了，十分之一更好。
But remember, this is not a commandment.
但是记住，这个十一这个奉献并不是一个命令。
We're only using it as a guideline.
我们需要把它作为一个指导，一个指引。
Why is it important?
就为什么这个是非常重要呢？
Second thing, the first thing is that tithe is not a commandment in this day and age.
第一件事我刚刚讲的是十一这个奉献并不是一个命令。
Second,
第二件事
the tithe is not fulfilling what the Lord asked for.
这个十一奉献并不是我们来遵守神的这样对我们要求的事情来顺从。
So even if we have given a tithe,
所以即使我们奉献的数额是不一样的。
Even if we have given a one tenth,
如果我们奉献的或者不是十分之一，或者是其他的一些数额。
Even if we have just,
即使我们奉献的就是这个十一这个数额。
But doesn't mean that we have done what the Lord has asked us.
即使我们这样做了，按照神的命令说是十一奉献做了，也并不是意味着我们就已经完成神对我们所要求的。
I remember a Regent Professor Gordon Fee sharing a story with me.
我记得维珍神学院的 Gordon Fee 教授曾经跟我讲过一个故事。
There's one time he went out with dinner with his friend and his wife.
有一次他跟他的朋友以及他的妻子一起去吃饭。
And they had a really good time.
他们非常享受当时的晚餐。
And you know there's a difference between the waiters and waitress of a Western restaurant with a Chinese restaurant.
你知道那个在西方在一些西餐的一些西餐的餐馆或者一些中餐的餐馆这些服务生是不一样的。
In a Chinese restaurant, if they got all the order correct, we're happy.
如果在一个中餐馆，如果他们把所有的你要点的菜都做得很好，他们就非常开心了。
If they're a little bit polite, then we're extra happy.
如果那个中餐馆的服务生又很有礼貌，那我们就更开心了。
But in the Western restaurant, it's not like that.
但是在西餐馆并不是这样子的。
They always come by to bother you.
他们经常时不时地过来问你各样的问题。
Are you doing okay?
你吃得怎么样呀？
Is this fine?
我们的菜做得好不好呀？
Is everything good?
就是事情都很好吗？
Did you have a long day?
你今天是不是特别累啊？
Are you enjoying the time here?
你是不是非常享受今天的时间呢？
So that time he went to a restaurant and this waitress was extra nice.
当时 Gordon Fee 教授去这个饭店餐馆的时候，这个服务生非常的好。
So in appreciation, he gave her a big tip.
所以说，在这个吃完晚饭的时候，这个教授就给了这个服务生非常多的、非常可观的小费。
Or around 20%.
就像可能是20%的小费。
And this friend of his was really angry.
教授的朋友就非常的生气。
He said, "No."
不要这样给的这么多。
How can you do that?
你怎么能就给的这么多呢
？We only give the Lord 1/10.
我们只给神十分之一的。
How can you give a waitress 120? 2/10.
你怎么能给给一个服务生两倍于我们给神的奉献呢
？It is really funny.
这非常的好玩。
Sometimes we give it to the Lord, we think we have done our due.
有时候我们把我们的十一奉献给神了以后，我们就觉得我们完成了神对我们所要求的。
Okay, we've done all we can. What else do you want?
我们已经完成我们所做的了，你还需要我们做些什么呢
？Don't ask me more.
不要再跟我要求更多了。
I can.
我已经做成了你所要求我们做的。
I can only deduct that much tax.
这我只可以就是免这一些数额的税。
And beyond that, I cannot donate anymore.
超出这些那个免税数额的，我不想再捐献更多了。
When we see the donation as a fulfillment of our obligation,
当我们把这个奉献当作神给我们强制要求的一个命令的时候，
we are not generous anymore.
我们不再是慷慨的。
We stop giving because we think we have fulfilled what we need to do.
我们就停在这里，不再继续的奉献给神，因为我们觉得我们已经做得够多了。
I know some of the people they always want to donate to their own church first.
我知道很多人，大家都是习惯于先给自己的教会奉献。
It's fine.
这是可以的。
I've also heard people say, "Oh, I've already given 1/10 to my church, so I can't do anything else."
但是我听到有些人说，就是我已经给我们教会我的十分之一的奉献了，所以我不可能再给其他的教会或者其他人更多的奉献。
I think we should always donate to what is closest to our heart.
我觉得我们应该奉献按照我们的心里面想的一些数额。
If you think your church needs the help, you should give a priority to donate.
如果你有能力，然后你觉得你的教会有需要，你可以就是需要奉献的更多。
But there are other causes as well.
这在其他的情况中也是这样。
Other important things that you can help to.
或者是你在其他的教会的事工当中也可以就是做这样的奉献。
Then don't stop at the tenth.
就不要仅仅停留在这个十分之一奉献当中。
Go beyond it.
你需要做的更多。
You can donate to the priority projects first.
你可以对一些贫穷的人或者一些贫穷的组织这样的人来奉献。
You can first donate to the priority of your heart.
优先的，先奉献给优先的。
priority. 你要先奉献给就是你要按照你的心意先奉献给那些你心里面所想到的那些人或者是事情。
But don't let the time be the limit.
并不要让这个十一这个奉献这个数额辖制住你。
Don't make an excuse that I'm going to stop here because this is what the Lord asked me to do.
并不要仅仅就停留在这个数额当中说，哎，这就是神所要求我做的，我已经完成了。
No, it's not.
不是这样的。
The Lord wants us to learn from the widow.
神希望我们跟这个寡妇来学习。
He wants us to go beyond it.
他希望我们做的更多。
So don't make an excuse.
不要把这个当成一个借口。
We haven't done anything for the Lord yet.
我们其实还没有给为我们的神做什么事情。
The third thing.
第三件事情。
The tithe is supposed to teach us to be gracious.
这个十一奉献是其实是来教导我们要懂得感恩。
The tithe and the first fruits or the first produce, back in the Old Testament, they work the same way.
这个十一奉献以及在旧约时期十一奉献和初熟的果子，这些所有的美好的事情，其实都是来献给神的。
You all remember the story of Jericho, right?
你们都知道耶利哥城的故事是吗？
When the Israelites crossed the Jordan River, the first city they conquered was Jericho.
当耶利哥城是他们来攻陷的第一，是以色列人攻陷的第一座城。
When after they crossed the Jordan River.
当他们跨过约旦河之后，耶利哥城是他们所攻陷的第一座城。
I'll try to remind you what happened during that battle.
我想来给大家稍微提示一下，在当时那个战役中发生了什么事情。
Because this is the strangest battle you can ever hear.
这其实是非常奇，就是最奇怪、最奇妙的一场战役。
When they crossed the river,
当他们跨过约旦河的时候，
the Bible says because it's harvest time, so the water level was high.
当时那个是正好是涨潮的时候。
Because it's a harvest time.
Harvest 是月中的时候。
收割
哦，是 harvest time， 是当时是在收割的时候，所以那个潮水很高。
So it's a really bad timing.
所以当时真的是非常不好的一个时机。
Because when you want to attack a city, you want to attack when they're starving, right?
当你想要攻陷一个城的时候，你当然是需要自己在一个非常好的一个，就是非常好的一个状态。
You want them to be starving.
你希望他们就是又饥又饿的时候，当时你去攻陷它，这样你会省很多的力气。
You don't want to attack them when it's after harvest, when they have all the food there.
你并不希望当他们就是刚刚过完收割，大家都吃得很饱，都非常强壮的时候来攻打他们。
And you don't want to go there when the river is high behind you.
而且当后面的河水非常的高，在涨潮的时候，你去那的时候也不是一个很好的时机。
Because if you retreat, you go into the water.
如果你当时不得已要撤退的时候，你就只能撤退到海里面去了，河里面去了。
And do you remember what happened to the Israelites like men when they just before they attacked Jericho?
你记不记得当时刚在他们攻打耶利哥城之前，这些人发生了什么事情？
They had to undergo circumcision.
他们需要
隔离。
他们当时是需要先行隔离。
And if you know what happens if an adult male undergoes circumcision?
如果你知道当一个成年人受隔离会发生什么
？It's really painful.
这非常的痛苦。
And you may walking with a limb for a long time.
你可能需要拄着拐或者是有一个什么支撑的这样来走路。
What a bad time to circumcise your soldiers before they go into battle.
当他们这些士兵攻打耶利哥城之前，他们其实这个状况是很糟糕的。
So they didn't have any advantage in the time, in the geographical sense, also in the human resources.
没有天时，也没有地利，更没有人和。
The worst, when Joshua was about to attack.
更糟糕的是，当约书亚将要攻打这个城的时候
，He saw this guy saying that I am the commander of the Lord's army.
他看到一个人，他就这样说，我是神的使者，我是统治者，
神军队的，
我是神的军队的元帅。
So he had to bow down to this mysterious figure.
所以约书亚当时还不得不向这个人来鞠躬来敬拜。
So your commander didn't know what he was supposed to do now.
所以你就知道当时是处于一种怎样的一些境况。
So can you remember how they conquered Jericho?
你记得当时是他们是怎么来攻打这个耶利哥城的吗
？They didn't even fight.
其实他们并没有任何的征战。
They only walked.
他们仅仅是在走路。
How many times do you remember?
你们记得他们当时走了多少次吗？
围城多少次吗
？No, 13次。
So they spent 7 days walking around the city.
他们花了7天的时间来绕城，来围城。
Once every day of the first 6 days.
在前六天，他们每一天绕城一次。
Seven times the last day, the seventh day.
7天，他们绕城七次。
So 13 days.
所以13天。
And they only sing and shout. And they only sing and shout.
他们仅仅是在唱歌，在吹号角。
And then the city fell.
然后7天之后，这个城就倒塌了。
Why did the Lord did this to them?
为什么神要对他们做这样的事情呢？
Why did Jericho fall in this manner?
为什么耶利哥城会以这样一种形式来倒塌，来完败了呢？
Because it's the first city that they conquered after crossing the Jordan River.
因为这是他们在跨越约旦河之后来攻打的第一座城。
So it's the first fruit.
这就是初熟的果子。
The Lord wants to remind them that I did this for you.
神是来提醒他们，是我来使你们这样事情做成了。
You did nothing.
你们并没有做任何的事情。
So after that, they have to burn and kill everything.
所以在攻陷这个城之后，他们按照神的旨意需要把这个城全部的烧毁。
And all the treasures would go into the Lord's. They didn't have a temple, but all the treasures would go to the Lord.
他们这个攻打城所取得的所有的财宝都需要给神。
They had to learn to donate just like they donate the first fruit.
他们需要去学会去奉献，就像他们把初熟的果子全部献给神一样。
So when Achan took some of the treasures, he got punished. His family got punished.
所以当亚干他偷走了，就偷偷拿走了一些这些财物时候，他就受到了惩罚，他整个的家庭都受到了惩罚。
The donation reminds us of the Lord's grace.
这个奉献就提醒了我们神的恩典。
And teaches us to be gracious.
就教育我们需要感恩。
And some of you had.Children that's going to becoming adults.
有些人你们当中在座的有些人可能孩子马上就要成年。
Ask them always to donate all the first paycheck to the Lord.
告诉他们，他们所收到的第一张支票就要全部的交给神。
And the second paycheck, buy your big lunch or dinner.
他们但是第二笔工资要给你们来买，就是比如说给你们买一个很好的礼物，或者带你们去吃一顿很好的。
Young people must be reminded to thank the Lord and thank their parents.
年轻人需要学会，要懂得去对神，去奉献神，来去感恩，去感恩神，感恩自己的父母。
When my son got his first paycheck, I took a picture of it.
当我的儿子就第一笔收入的时候，我就是拿到我面前，我。
And I had him to donate to the church.
然后我就让他把这第一笔收入全部就是奉献给教会。
And this picture will remind him forever that the Lord bought him this job.
这张照片就每时每刻提醒我的儿子，就是神给了我这样的很好的工作。
We donate because the Lord wants us to be gracious.
我们奉献是因为神想提醒我们，神让我们要懂得感恩。
I have a Christian music ministry that I have run for about 17 years.
我在一个音乐基督音乐福音音乐施工当中工作了大概17年。
We actually started the ministry. I started it.
我们其实是这个音乐施工是我们开始建立的，已经17年了。
For a time, we lost our office and our studio.
有一度我们曾经丢失了我们的音乐这个厅，还有我们的这些办公室，我们丢失了我们所有这些器具。
Later on, the Lord granted us back the office.
但是不久之后，神就重新的给我们带了一个很好的一个办公室，还有我们的这些音乐准备的这些厅。
And I always remind myself.
所以我就时常地提醒自己
Be gracious about this.
要对这些知道感恩。
So I decided to let all music or performance team use our space.
所以我就决定让这些其他的一些音乐的演奏的人员就可以来使用我们这样的这个演奏厅。
For free.
免费的。
I give them the keys too.
而且我把钥匙也给他们。
I want to show them what the Lord has shown us the grace.
我想要让他们看到神给我们所提供的是多么的美好。
I always think the Christian church would be so much different if we all learn to be gracious.
我觉得我们神的教会 如果我们学会了，我们懂得了怎样去感恩的话，我们可能会有一个更好的光景。
We have so many churches, Chinese churches in Vancouver.
在温哥华，我们有很多的中文教会。
We have so many church buildings.
我们有很多的教堂。
Yet we still see that people don't have a place to meet, don't have a place to do the ministry.
但是我们同时还经常听到很多人说，哎，我们没有地方去敬拜，我们没有地方去来团契。
Because we have so many policies about renting or even borrowing our church.
因为我们有这里有很多的规则，一些规条说我们怎样来租借教会或者是一些使用教会的一些场地。
We should be gracious.
我们其实应该要学会感恩。
Because the Lord gave us all these places.
因为这些场地、这些教会其实都是神赐给我们的。
If we have learned all, we have all learned to share.
如果我们就懂得去分享。
I think our church will be so much stronger.
我觉得我们的教会会更加的强壮。
So it's not just a personal side that we have to be gracious.
所以这不仅仅是从一个个人的角度来看，我们需要来懂得感恩。
I think the whole church should learn it too.
我觉得整个教会都需要来学习这样的一个感恩的功课。
Finally,
最后
I think the tie teaches us, the tie allows us to participate with God.
这个十一奉献是允许我们参与到神的事工当中。
The Lord invites us to take part.
因为神邀请我们参与到他的工作当中。
If you think about it, did the Lord need Moses to split the Red Sea?
你想一下，其实神需要摩西，就是开红海吗？
What did his staff do?
他的这个杖，他的杖做了什么呢？
What does this old man do?
这些人又做了什么呢？
This old man.
这些年长的人又做了什么呢？
This old man just raising his hand, he didn't do anything.
他们只是举起了手，并没有做任何的事情。
And he got the credit.
但是他却得了这个荣耀。
But the Lord split the Red Sea.
但是神对这个红海说话。
分开。
但是神其实是神使这个红海分开。
But he invited Moses to do it with him.
但是他其实在这件事情当中摩西做了什么呢？是神邀请摩西来参与到神的这样一个事工当中。
Just like when the Lord sent fire to burn all these false prophets.
就像神降这个火对
假先知。
对这个假先知来降火。
He didn't need Elijah there.
他其实并不需要以利亚在那里。
But,
他并不需要以利亚在那个地方。
But he was there to pray to the Lord.
但是他在那个地方，他待在那个地方就来敬拜赞美神。
He was in the context with the other prophets, the Baal prophets. 巴利先知。巴利先知。
他在那个巴利先知在那里
对抗。
Sorry.
I add this example. That's why.
他们当时在那个地方，他就跟巴利先知一起对抗。
But the Lord didn't need him there.
但是其实神并不需要他在那个地方。
The Lord could have sent the fire down to punish them just the same.
不管以利亚在不在那个地方，神总会还是要来降火来惩罚这个地。
The Lord could have done it.
他自己其实就可以做。
But the Lord likes to invite us to take part.
但是神他其实非常喜欢，非常希望我们来参与到他的事工当中。
He wants to be part of his great work.
他希望我们成为他伟大事工当中的一部分。
I teach at Cary, which is a Baptist seminary.
我在 Cary 神学院来教一门课。
教书。
教书。我在 Cary 神学院教书。
Cary is a Baptist seminary.
我在开瑞士浸信会的一个神学院。
But I actually come from a Mennonite Brethren Church. 门洛弟兄会的。
门洛弟兄。但是我其实是出自一个门洛弟兄会的。
I'm from Pacific Grace, 宋恩堂。
我是来自于宋恩堂。
So I'm not sure you know about our history.
我不知道你知不知道了了不了解我们松恩堂的历史。
Pacific Red Grace started with 6 families.
它其实仅仅是起源于六个家庭。
And we used to meet at Venables, in East Vancouver, about northeastern Vancouver.
我们刚开始聚会的时候，就是在温东的一个地方。
And we use a Caucasian church to together.
我们当时使用一个白人的教会来敬拜。
Later on, the Chinese congregation started to grow.
但是不多时候呢，我们中文的这个敬拜这个队伍就逐渐的扩大了。
And the Caucasian believers, the number was decreasing.
同时，白人的这些信徒呢，他们的数量在减少。
And they had to make a decision.
在那个时候，他们需要做出一个决定。
Should we just sell the church to the Chinese believers?
是不是我们是时候要把这个教会来卖给这些讲中文的信徒
？And they finally decide yes, we should.
最后，他们做决定，他们要把这个教会卖出去。
Because we're getting old.
因为我们。年龄年纪大了。
And then these Chinese immigrants from Hong Kong, they are arriving in big numbers. It was back in the 80s.
跟八十年代相比，这些从香港来的这些讲中文的信徒也越来越多。
Do you know how much they sold to the Chinese families?
你知道他们这个把这个教堂卖给我们是卖了多少钱吗？一块钱。
一块钱，很难想象。It's hard to imagine.
很难想象的。
Even now, it's even harder to imagine nowadays.
就即使到今天，也很难想象把一个教堂卖了一块钱。
Now, this basically impossible.
这是不可能的。
But they based on the fact that the church did not belong to us.
但是他们为什么这样做呢？是因为他们知道这个教会并不是属于他们这些白人的这些信徒。
The Lord is the house of the Lord. The church is the house of the Lord.
因为教会是神的家。
We only passing it to our brothers and sisters.
我们只是把这个教会来给我们的兄弟姐妹。
So this $1 symbolic fee.
所以这个一块钱只是一个象征。
And they thought we're going to help this church grow.
我觉得我们可以帮助这个教会来壮大。
To help this one Chinese church.
他们需要来帮助这个讲中文的教会。
And what happened at the end?
那最后发生了什么呢？
This church grew bigger.
松恩堂现在变得很大。
They planned a new church in Burnaby.
甚至在本拿比开了一个新，就准备开一个新教堂。
已经开了。
他们在本拿比又开了一个新的教会。
Later they planned a new one in South Vancouver.
他们在南温哥华也建了一个新的教会。
Port Moody one came out from Burnaby.
在那个 Port Moody 他们又建了一个新的。
The Mandarin one came out from Port Moody.
一个国语的松恩堂又在那个 Port Moody
分出来，
有一个分堂，就是 Port Moody 现在有两个教堂。
And there's a Richmond one came out from. First there's a North Shore one came from the South Vancouver one.
然后再从这个南温哥华又出来一个在北边。沙滩的这个北湾的又分出来一个分堂。
And finally, they have another one in Richmond.
最后在列治文又有一个新的教堂。
So 7 Pacific Grace churches.
所以在整个这个区一共有七个教堂。
Thanks to this $1 sale.
我们感谢这个一块钱的这笔。
Could the Lord have done it without donation?
神如果没有这样的奉献，神能够做到这样的事情吗
？Yes.
当然是可以的。
I believe so.
我非常的相信。
But this act of generosity starts Pacific Grace.
但是这样一个慷慨的这样一个奉献，使我们现在有这样大的壮大的一个教会。
This Caucasian church thought that they would help one Chinese church.
这个白人的教会只是想，只是希望他们能够帮助这样一个讲中文的教会。
The Lord made them help seven.
但是神使他们变成了七个。
They thought they helped six families.
他们白人这个教会一开始只是觉得他们帮助了这样六个家庭。
The Lord made them help seven churches, many thousand people.
但是神最后使这样使帮助了七个教会以及成千的人。
So when we donate today,
所以我们如果今天来奉献
no, don't think that the Lord needs our money.
并不，其实神并不需要我们的奉献。
Give $20 today, what can the Lord do?
今天奉献$20，并不是会需要做什么事情。
He doesn't need it.
神不需要我们的奉献。
But He wants you to take part.
但是神希望我们参与到他的事工当中。
He can make this $20 do so much more.
他可以把这个$20变成更多。
The more we want to take part,
我们想要参与的越多
，the more miracles He can show us.
神就会给我们显现更多的奇迹。
I know for Chinese churches it's hard.
我知道对于中文教会来说是很难。
We have this real estate mindset like Chinese people do.
我们
有这个物业这个想念。
So we like getting, you know, we like feeling secure.
哦，我们希望有一种这样的安全感。
We like to have our own church.
我们希望有自己的教会。
We like to keep it.Like a home.
我们希望把教会变成一个家一样。
But when the Lord asks us to share in the future,
但是如果神在未来希望我们来分享，
Are we ready to?
我们准备好了吗？
So please remember.
所以请记住。
The Lord wants us to participate in His bountifulness.
神希望我们进入到他丰盛的预备当中。
He has so much more to share with us.
他有很多很多想跟我们分享。
But as long as we hold everything tight,
但是如果我们把我们所拥有的就很紧紧的攥在手心里。
If we set our sights into some very small thing,
即使是一些非常小的一些东西都攥得很紧。
He cannot show us.
他就不能把这样奇迹显现给我们看。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for what you have given us.
神，我们感谢你所给我们的一切。
We thank you that we have materials, we have what we need.
我们感谢你预备了我们所需要的一切。
Teach us to be thankful.
主啊，求你教导我们，让我们懂得感恩。
Teach us to be gracious.
让我们知道要来感谢你所为我们做的一切。
Teach us to share.
教导我们去懂得分享。
Teach us to donate to see what you can do with it.
主啊，求你教导我们，让我们分享，来看看你能通过我们的这些奉献来做些什么事情。
Because it's your grace that you invite us to take part.
主啊，真的是你的恩典，让我们能够参与到你的施工当中。
You are Lord that do great things.
主啊，你是能成奇事的神。
We are nobody.
说我们并不是什么厉害的人。
But we got a chance to take part.
但是我们有这样的机会能够参与到你的施工当中。
And for that we thank you.
说我们为这样的参与感谢你。
Thank you that you ask us to be able to do ministry with you.
感谢你让我们能够参与到你的施工当中。
We pray all this.
我们以上的祷告。
In Christ's name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.